astonishing 85% gain so far this year. Also posting impressive returns, and in the top 15, the Overwise China Opportunities Fund, OBCHX, is the ticker for that one. Nearly 60% is the gain tacked on by that one in 07. Joining us, Jim Overwise, editor of the Overwise Report and portfolio manager of that fund. All right, Jim, it's a pleasure to have you with us. Now, China certainly this year, although extremely volatile, has seemed to be a tide that lifts all boats. Is that the way to look at it?
That certainly is one way to look at it, and I think the real question is what's going to happen next year. And next year is going to be, I think, a game of math, not momentum. And you're really going to have to really focus in on disciplines and on investment styles that are looking at earnings and cash flow in relation to the price that you're paying for stocks. And we're really hunkering down right now to make sure our portfolio is adequately suited to that kind of a strategy.
And when you buy, when we're talking China, again, there's always this confusion. How much are you able to buy in China itself, or are you pretty much playing this through Hong Kong?
Right. Well, you could certainly utilize a brokerage firm's quota to be able to buy in the local markets. The problem right now, I think, is that the local markets are so overvalued because for the internal retail Chinese investor, it's really about the only place that they can go. So the valuations on the Shanghai-listed stocks have really been inflated. We can buy a lot of the same types of companies on the Hong Kong and Singapore exchanges at valuations of literally half of what we'd have to pay if we were restricted to Shanghai.
The restricted share market. This is interesting. So the restricted share market is badly inflated. Is that because it's a rigged game?
Well, I don't know so much a rigged game, but think about it. If you're a retail Chinese investor and you can...
That's the only place you can buy.
It's the only place you can go, exactly.
Oh. Wow, I did not know that. Okay, no wonder
that's changing.
No wonder that market is so weird.
Yeah, and that's changing. The government is taking steps to let them invest in funds that can invest in Hong Kong and Singapore. Right now, it's a very small dollar amount. But as that changes, that's going to inflate Hong Kong. It's going to depress Shanghai, I think, over the course of next year.
You like China. Are you worried at all? There have been a lot of reports recently, worrisome reports about inflation rekindled in China. Has that gotten on your radar?
There's no question about it. However, you still have, I think, very strong economic growth. We have to look at all those factors when we're making investment decisions. I think right now, if I can have the wind in my back and I can have the economic growth that we've seen, even in the face of somewhat higher inflation, I'll take it, assuming I can find individual opportunities that are still relatively inexpensive in relation to growth rates. And we're still finding some of those.
All right. Jim, thank you very much, as always. We appreciate it.